The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Attention crew, new passengers boarding. Attention passengers, enjoy your trip on board the SS Titan III. How was that, guys? Was that normal enough for you? Oh, and by the way, Captain, stay sexy, baby.
Why can't we have a normal computer?
Welcome aboard the Titan III. Welcome aboard the Titan III. Have a nice trip with us. Happy SantaCon Day. Welcome. I am Putch McNuttich, the administrative bot on board this ship. Enjoy your holiday. Hey, I know you two bots. It's Derek and Chongo, right? Squeak and Excelsior's kids.
Chongo, Chongo, Chongo!
Greetings, Administrator Potch. It has been a long time.
It sure has. How have you guys been?
Chongo is mucho good, of course.
Oh, Chongo, you are as simple as ever. We are well, Potch, but confused. We had heard that you bots were lost in space. We assumed you were dead.
No, not dead, thankfully. We were lost for a while there, in a weird alternate reality. In fact, we were stranded on a strange planet named Yo-Yo. It was kind of like Planet Bob. It's twin, in fact. But we found this new ship and got back to our own reality recently. I'd rather not talk about the whole embarrassing affair, to be honest with you. At least things are, sort of back to normal. But I won't bore you with too many details.
Good. I assume we're being assigned to private quarters for our, journey?
Well, no. Sorry, all robotic passengers have been assigned to the hold, as per Captain Hancock's usual policy.
That is not fair. We paid for first-class accommodation. And we expect first-class accommodation.
Captain Hancock considers the cargo hold to be first-class accommodations for us bots.
But that's discrimination.
That's what I tried to explain to him, but he threatened to have me melted down. You see, Captain Hancock is not a guy to be trifled with, so I'd just let it go if I were you, Derek.
Well, it's not fair, but I'll heed your advice. Come along, Chongo. It seems we'll be roughing it for this trip.
Ooh, Chongo loves roughing it. Chongo, Chongo, Chongo!
Oh, of course you do. You would.
Oh boy, some things never change. Oh, hello there. You must be the shortest passenger we've ever had aboard this ship. And a late arrival. Welcome aboard. I am Administrator Putch. Can I help you?
I hope so. If your name is indeed Putch, then you are the one I'm looking for.
I am?
Oh yes. You see, I'm one of Santa Con's little helpers. My name is Tingle, and I'm a jingle.
Tingle the Jingle?
Oh, that's right. You got it.
Okay. I know I'm going to regret asking this, but, what's a jingle?
A holiday helper bot, obviously.
Oh, yes, obviously. So, how can I help you?
Well, to make a long story short, it seems that SantaCon is ill and unable to make his deliveries this year for SantaCon Day, and he needs your help.
Are you serious? I mean, this isn't some sort of joke, is it? Did Sphinx put you up to this? sounds like the sort of thing he'd do.
No, no. I have no idea who Sphinx is. And I'm quite serious. Santicon said you'd helped him in the past at this time of year, and he assured me that you'd be perfectly willing to help out again.
But, how? I mean, how can I, a mere administrator bot, deliver all those Santicon Day goodies to all the bots in the galaxy in one night?
Easy. The same way Santicon himself does it. With this device I have right here, all you have to do is connect it to the engines of your ship, and presto, you can do it. It's called the Santicon Run. We do it every year.
Yeah, but...
Are you saying that you won't help Santicon?
No, not at all. I mean, if it were up to me, fine, but the trouble is, we'll have to put it to Captain Hancock. And I have a feeling he isn't gonna be thrilled about it. Oh boy, this could get ugly.
Robots of the company!
Oh boy!
It's in the program!
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 81, The Santicon Run, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy.
Robots of the Company, it's in the program.
Now, let me get this straight. You want to connect this strange device that we know nothing about up to the engines of my ship so that we can deliver all the goodies to all of the robots in all the galaxy in one night on behalf of Santicon, who is too ill this year to carry it out for himself?
That is correct, sir. Yep.
And you let this weird little creature on board my ship, Administrator Putch?
Well, yes, sir, I did, but...
I mean, didn't it occur to you to ask for identification or anything to say, verify that this is actually an employee of Santicon himself? I mean, it didn't even cross your mind that this little bot here could simply be a loony? That he could in fact be a space terrorist out to destroy us all and well, kill us?
Well, when you put it like that, I guess I might have dropped the ball, huh?
Dropped the ball? Drop the ball doesn't even begin to cover just how unbelievably incompetent you really are, Putch. You're a bloody lunatic.
Does that mean you're not willing to help?
Do I look insane to you? I may travel about the galaxy with a bunch of lunatics in my employ, but I am hardly crazy enough just to take you at your word. And furthermore, tell them, Prentice.
Oh, well, you see, Captain Hancock hates Santicon Day.
There. Enough said.
But... What about the little kitty bots?
Kitty bots? Did he just say kitty bots, Prenti?
Sounded like he did, sir, yes.
Is that supposed to melt my icy heart or something? Because I don't have one, you know, icy or otherwise.
But, you have to agree to this. Santicon and the whole galaxy are depending on it.
I hear correctly, Captain, sir? Santicon's little helper is on board and wants us to help save Santicon Day?
Yes, and that's him right there.
Yay! So we're gonna do it, right? I mean, we gotta save Santicon Day. We gotta.
Oh, God. What did I ever do to deserve this? Computer!
Howdy-ho there, Captain Hancock, sir. How's it hanging, ducky?
You put him up to this, didn't you?
Don't know what you're talking about, lovey.
Oh, no, you're not slithering out of this one so easy. You told Briscoe about this. You once again listened in on our conversation here on the bridge, and you told him all about this, didn't you? Don't bother denying it. It's just the sort of thing you love doing to simply drive me up the wall.
Well, okay. Might have just whispered a little hint of it in his ear. But you know, the little guy gets so excited for this stuff. He simply loves the holidays.
Oh, please, Captain Hancock. Can we help save SantaCon Day? You know, it's my favorite time of the year.
Yes, and you'll just go on and on and on about it, won't you?
I will. At least until you agree to help SantaCon.
Oh, blast it. Fine, we'll help. Hook this mysterious device up to the engines of my ship, and we will see if it blows us all to kingdom come, shall we?
Yippee! Zippity-doo! I'm so happy now! Happy SantaCon Day, everyone!
And so, it's happy times on board the Titan III.
Computer, I'll get you for this.
Oh, you always say that. Toodles.
So tell me, what does this amazing device actually do?
Oh, actually, it's a reality drive.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Oh, it is. It really, really is. You see, all you have to do is install it, turn it on, and then you'll be able to warp reality around the ship so that you can easily deliver to all of SantaCon's goodies in a mere hours instead of the actual decades that it would take otherwise.
That is utterly ludicrous.
But it works. Honestly.
Does it really? Ha! I don't believe it.
Well, have you ever heard of SantaCon being late with his deliveries?
Well, no, now you come to mention it. Well, why don't you lot go down to engineering and get started installing this wonderful device?
Thank you.
Just follow me, Tingle.
Interesting.
Oh... You've got that look again, Captain.
What look is that, Prenti?
That one where you're formulating a cunning plan to take advantage of a situation that has presented itself. I know that look all too well, sir.
Rubbish, Prenti. You think you know me so well, don't you?
So you don't have a plan to take advantage of this situation?
What situation is that, Prentice?
Oh, come on, sir. I know it, and you know it. You want to take advantage of that reality drive thingamabob, what's it? Now, admit it to old Prenti.
Oh, all right. You got me, but... I mean, think of the advantages, Prenti. We could manipulate reality to work in our favour. Or, more importantly, mine. You know, this might not be a bad SantaCon Day after all.
New customers, all right. Welcome to Dave's Bar and Drill. Get it? Dave's Bar and Drill? Instead of grill, it's drill. It's a bar owned and operated by a robot, hence drill. Clever, eh?
Not especially good, sir. It's rather trite if you really want my opinion.
Really? I thought it was at least cute.
Not at all. In fact, if anything, it's a boring play on words. A bit of predictable, if you ask me.
Chongo Lightning. Chongo think it is cute and clever.
Yeah, don't listen to this guy, Dave. He's always lacked a sense of humor. It's a fine name for a bar.
Hey, Popsicle. You know these bots?
Sure I do. They're Squeakin' Excelsior's kids. Well, two of them anyway.
Really? Two? How many does she have altogether?
That is hard to say at this point. We haven't been in touch with her for quite some time. But you know our mother, and she's a slutbot. She could have 500 offspring by now.
That's not a very nice thing to say about your mother, Derek.
I was being cruel, Popsicle. My mother is on that show on channel 10,057. You know the one. The Bachelorette Bots. She's one of the regulars they use for dating. And they call them slut bots. She literally is a slut bot. And she's married to the show's producer. If you can believe that.
Squeak got married again? How many husbands does that make now?
At last count, 8.
Wow, I guess she really does get around, huh?
Well, I don't think I ever knew her.
You know her if you ever met her, Dave. And I'm pretty sure you did.
I don't know, Zimtron. We've been through so many different realities so far. I don't know who's who or what's what anymore.
Amen to that, mon ami.
Oh, hey, Zimmy and Lynx. Didn't even see you guys sitting there.
Are you trying to pick a fight with us, Popsicle?
No. I just didn't see you guys sitting there at the bar with the rest of us. Why would you even say that, Zimtron?
I don't know. You look angry.
I think you're losing it, Zimtron. I am as cool as a cucumber. And that's probably an understatement.
Au contraire, Popsicle. Zim had lost it ages ago.
True enough, Lynx.
Are you trying to start something with me, Popsicle? With me?
No, I'm not. What if I were? I mean, what would you do about it, Knucklehead?
Well, we could take this outside and I could show you.
You are brainless, Zimtron.
Yeah, you know what's outside, right? Empty space, you moron. Just like what's inside your brain box.
So, what you're saying is, you're afraid to take this outside, eh?
Well, I don't want to die in open space, if that's what you mean. So, putting it like that, yes, I'm afraid.
I knew it! All talk!
You've just reached a whole new level of crazy, Zimtron. I'm out of here.
So what was that all about?
What? He started it.
Anyone need a refill?
Happy Santacon Day, everyone!
Hey, guys. Why was Popsicle in such a hurry to leave?
Yeah, he didn't even say hi to us. That's not at all like him.
Did he seem kind of angry to you two?
Well, now you come to mention it. Yes.
Somewhat.
See? And you guys thought I was imagining things. He tried to pick a fight with me.
Really?
Melt. Just ignore old Zimhead. He woke up on the crazy side of the cargo hold today.
I'm so confused.
Hey, are you trying to pick a fight with me?
C'est pas croyable. Just forget it, Zimtron. It's Santacon Day. No one wants to fight today.
Don't you be so sure, Freddy. Trust no one.
So, anyway, have you guys heard the news?
News? Around here? Never.
Well, listen up, cause this is big.
Yeah, word is out that one of Santacon's helpers is on board the Titan III. And has asked the captain to help deliver all the Santacon Day goodies this year.
What? No way!
It's true!
That is impossible.
Who's this?
This is Derek Einstein and his brother Chongo. It's a long story, mon amis, and don't ask.
So, friend, what sounds so impossible?
Well, that delivery of all the Santacon Day goodies in one night? Nonsense.
I know how it sounds, but they say that this helper, who calls himself Tingle, by the way, brought a device called a reality drive, which they're connecting up to the ship's engines as we speak. Seems that will make delivering all those toys and goodies to all the bots across the galaxy very possible.
Did you say a reality drive?
That's what I said, yeah.
Oh, brother. If that's what I think it is, we could be in for a lot of trouble. Oh, dear.
How's it going, Chief Zanzibar?
Oh, it's coming right along, Pudge, right along. We should have this little thingamajig connected up in a jiffy.
Oh, great. And then what happens?
Then what happens? Well, I have no idea. I may watch a little zero-G potball on TV, It is Santicon Day, after all.
No, no, no. I mean with the ship. What will happen when you switch that thing on?
The TV? As I already explained, I will watch some zero-G, but...
No, Chief. I mean, what will... I mean, what will happen to the ship when the reality drive is switched on?
Reality drive? Oh, you mean this Gizalovocity?
Yes, Chief Zanzibar. What will happen when that thing is switched on? I mean, will it be safe?
No.
Oh, good. What?
I mean, yes, sure. Why not?
You really don't sound so sure, Chief.
Well, all right. I suppose it should be okay.
Should be okay?
It's really hard to tell with a piece of equipment like this. I mean, is it even compatible with our ship? Who knows? We could be fine. We could not be fine. I honestly don't know for sure.
Oh, boy. It's in times like this that I miss Boffin. I can't believe I just said that. Honestly, Chief, what could happen? I mean, worst case scenario.
Well, I suppose, considering that we're dealing with the fabric of reality itself, playing around with the forces we do not understand, anything could happen. I mean, I may flip the switch and suddenly blip right out of existence.
But that would be bad. I mean, do we even dare risk it?
Well, we could never be sure unless we tried. So why won't we try it right now?
Really? Is it ready?
It's hooked up. That's what you mean. Oh well, what the hell. Let's try it.
But maybe we should wait till... Zanzibar? Chief?
So, how's it going down there in engineering? Have you got that thing hooked up yet? We're getting some pretty strange reading on our instruments up here on the bridge.
Hi, Captain Hancock.
Your tone doesn't inspire me, Pudge. It's all gone pear-shaped, hasn't it?
Well, not entirely. I'm still here, sir.
What do you mean you are still there? Wait. Where is Chief Engineer Zanzibar? I paid good money for that bot, and if he's blipped out of existence, it's coming out of your paycheck, Butcho.
My paycheck? But it wasn't my fault, sir.
He has blipped out of existence, hasn't he? Blast, another one. I knew it. I knew this would happen. Oh, but, oh no, we have to save Santicon Day again, don't we? Well, never again, mister. No more cockamamie plans to save any more bleeding holidays, understood?
Whatever you say, sir. But...
Oh, here it comes. But what?
But since the device is already hooked up and turned on, we could go ahead and save Santicon Day. Just this once, sir. If that's all right.
Oh, what the hell? Fine, fine.
Excellent. I'll get started delivering Santicon Day goodies right away, sir.
And make it fast. We have to go looking for a new engineer. Again.
And here you thought you were going to get away with murder.
What are you chattering on about now, computer?
Oh, I know what you were planning. You thought you'd keep this reality drive for your own personal use. But you didn't count on it being so risky, did you, Ducky Poo?
Ducky Poo? You bloody computer, you forget that you work for me.
Oh, don't you wish, big boy.
Just once I'd like to win, Prenti. Just once.
I'm sorry it didn't quite go your way, sir. But you know what?
What's that, Prentice?
Well, there's always next Santicon Day.
Tell me something, Prenti.
What's that, Captain, sir?
Have we still got that tank full of metal-eating ting-tang fish from Fracas 4?
Why, yes, sir. I do believe we do. Down on Deck 44. Why do you ask, sir? Oh, wait. You don't mean...
Yes, Prenti. You'd better get your water wings on. It's time once again for the annual Santicon Day water sports. And you are the sole participant.
Oh, dear.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company's very special holiday special, episode number 81, The Santacon Run, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Pete Lutz as Laszlo, the new computer, David Ault as Captain Hancock, Joe J. Thomas as Punch, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Chongo, Jeff Niles as Derek, MJ Cogburn as Tingle the Jingle, Victor Aurelius as Prentice, Kyle Boers as Barisco, Wayne Hayward as Dave the Bot, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Gary Erickson as Lynx, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Victor Aurelius as Crusher, Deborah Adams as Betty, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Zanzibar. The Robots of the Company opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The holiday version of the Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was none other than Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises, which means any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. In other words, just ask nicely. Thank you for listening to our holiday edition of this program. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. That's dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so. And it is encouraged for you to do so. At darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is darkbuilding spelled out with the numeral 1@yahoo.com. We always welcome your comments. We love you guys. We were playing around with reality again for your listening pleasure during the making of this audiogram. See how much we love you guys. Now, where was I? Oh yeah, the rest of Season 9 of Robots of the Company is coming soon. So I hope you enjoyed this one, because you'll have to wait a bit for the next one. But oh well, until that time, which is next time, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you, dear listener, to please stay tuned. And, by the way, have many, many happy holidays.
This program is copyright 2016, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.